2/3 of our show is made up of ski racing footage. But it's different from when we existed before. When Ski Sunday first came on air, there was no other way of watching ski racing. Now there's plenty of ways of watching live ski racing. And we're effectively a magazine show. And we don't want big blocks of ski racing, because if you're an ultra keen skier, you'd watch it live. And, you know, we try and break it up with interviews and an analysis and try and make it interesting to skiers and non-skiers alike. We only featured mountain climbing last winter, not this winter, when we featured Uli Steck, who set the record for the winter climb of the north face of the Eiger.
Mm-hmm.
I think the criticism might be getting mountain climbing confused with backcountry snowboarding.
Yeah, probably.
but yeah, I mean, I see us as being a winter sports magazine program. Mm. And, you know, yes, we cover the racing, but we cover an awful lot else as well. We cover competitive snowboarding. We cover snowboarding in every genre. We cover ski touring. We cover other Olympic winter sports other than just skiing, like bobsleigh. And, you know, we even went and filmed a piece with the short track speed skaters. So, you know, we cover more than just ski racing. And, you know, we have done for a long time. I just think that, you know, if he wants to watch ski racing live, then, you know, watch it on the red button, you know, or watch it on Eurosport. Ski Sunday is a magazine winter sports show, and you know, that's what it's become now, and that's what it is. As far as I know, no one's going to take over from me and Ed, and that we're in the job as long as they keep offering it to us. You know, I can see that we've worked with Shemi in the past. We've worked with Amy Williams this year, and you know, I think there's room for other presenters to come in. And but I think that as long as they keep asking us, then I think Ed and me make a great team.
Mm-hmm. Sal Back, how well do you know it here? Because you seem to know it very well.
I raced the World Championships here in 91, but before that, I hadn't really been here. We came back a few years later for the British Championships. The British Championships were held for about 3 years here in Sal Back, because it's got a good race hill. And they've got great snowmaking facilities. Mm. They've also got a brilliant lift system as well, which has developed over the years. I came back after the British Championships a few years later, probably about 5 years later, for the ski test, the British Ski Industry ski test, which we had here for, I think, 3 years in a row. And, it's a very, very modern resort with lots of great hotels, great lifts, and you know, some great on-piste skiing.
Not much off-piste, though.
Not massive amount of off-piste, but yeah, there are a few ski touring routes that you can take, and you know, if you know where you're going, and it has snowed, then there's a decent amount of backcountry, and you're probably going to be one of the only people wanting to do it, because most of the people who come here are effectively on-piste skiers.
Mm.
Après-ski is probably one of the best in the world, actually. The Goat-Stahl, the Guss-Stahl, which is kind of in town. There's the Schwarzach. Is it the Schwarzach where we went yesterday? Yeah, the Schwarzach. Après-ski is brilliant. Also, the nightlife in the evening is quite entertaining and quite rowdy as well. Entertaining, yes. Yeah, but basically there's a lot of people who come to Saalbach for, you know, the skiing and the nightlife as well. And so there's a lot of good lively bars.
But that's just Austria, isn't it?
Well, no, I'd say that Saalbach actually, you know, although people look at Kitzbühel and see the race in Kitzbühel, I would say that it's probably only Ischgl and St. Anton that would rival Saalbach for the partying and the nightlife and après-ski.
Mm-hmm. So where would you normally go for skiing for a holiday?
I would, if I was going to go to Austria, I would consider going, depends who I was with, but we had a really good ski this winter in St. Anton, very, very good off-piste